Okay, so we start.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, André, and welcome back to Metals of Finland. So nice to meet you again.
Thank you.
And last time we saw in Finland during our promo tour, just before Christmas, mm-hmm. Right? How are you doing today after 5 months?
Quite good.
good.
I think now that we saw the reaction from our fans
yes.
about the new album, we are really happy with everything.
Okay.
It was a great feedback, and we see now in the live shows how the fans get along with the songs. I mean, that is the most important thing in the live, when you play the songs. And they sing with you and celebrate with you, then you can really feel if everything works like
yes,
you thought before.
Yes.
And yeah, and when we start with Ninth Wave, the show, we never had a better impact and never had a better reaction on a song which was so new.
Yes, because it's damn good album.
Thank you.
And also about the good result is speaking that nearly right away it entered to the worldwide charts.
Yes.
One thing is that fans like it, but critics like it, and the album sale,
yeah.
sale is going well. And January, 5 months ago, you announced the addition of this Dutch bass player, Barend Courbois,
mm-hmm.
who was playing also in this album,
yes.
right? So please tell me about this choice, I mean, how his input has changed the band's sound, if any.
I think that Barend really belongs to the best bass players around. He has a very unique style, and technically he's like unbelievable, awesome.
Yes.
From playing so many different kinds of music. I mean, he's an awesome jazz bass player as well.
Yes.
And he needed quite a while to really get deep into Blind Guardian music, but since the personal spirit was there from the very first day. I mean,
yeah.
we get along so good as buddies.
Yeah,
and
that's important.
That he really
yeah.
wanted to get into deep into Blind Guardian and be part of this. So he worked it out, and now musical-wise, it's really on the point. He's
yeah.
Supporting everything, every song as it needs to be supported. By the bass guitar, and I think now we have a really full round sound, even live on
Great.
Stage with him.
Great. Tonight we will see
yeah.
and hear.
And to make
yeah.
one thing clear, because
yeah.
I know that some people got this message a little bit wrong from the understanding, he is now, we will keep him now as a bass player for our, like, general usual setting. He is not a member of the band,
yes, okay.
like some people thought
yeah.
it would be. We are not. We are still
the official member.
We are still yeah for like the Blind Guardian always was, and
yes.
But we will stick to Barend as
okay.
a session musician.
Okay, basically all the time, but yet not official member.
Yeah, before we were like after Oliver Holzwart was in the band for many years, and it worked out really good. We wanted to be 100% sure that it fits
yeah.
together and have enough shows played together, enough rehearsals done together before we wanted to decide and really announce
yeah.
that he is the new one.
Okay.
And that statement was
okay, great.
That one.
And now you are touring with Orphaned Land.
Yes.
Tonight's show will be their second last one
mm-hmm.
On this run. So how are these guys as a tour companions?
I think it's the best support we ever had in our career from all the touring. We had many support bands. Of course, there was before many, many nice guys. But Orphanland is really special. They are really nice characters, I can say.
Yes.
I made friends with everybody. And they are really professional. They are doing... they were never too late, they were never lazy, they are always there and doing a really good job. And I appreciate this because this makes the best shows for the fans if everybody is trying to get every day the best out of it. And
yes,
they are really doing this, so I would prefer to have them longer with us.
But maybe next time.
Yes,
know.
You never know.
This was the first nice experience,
yes.
And then... the next time.
And I can say that our fans so far really like this combination.
Yes.
So for
it works on stage.
It works, and so that was a really good choice, I think.
Great, great. And what can you tell me about this tour? I mean, it started the 10th of April.
Mm-hmm.
The best and worst memories?
It's maybe hard to believe, but I don't have any bad memories so far.
That's good.
Nothing bad happened. There's a great harmony in the band and with the technicians. We have the best team we ever had.
Yeah.
But what I can say, we never had so much time for preparations than we had this time.
Okay.
We were really 3 months concentrated working before the tour started.
Yeah.
And really did lots of details technical-wise for the light show, for the sound, for the recordings. We had a very detailed setup.
Okay.
And now we really feel that it's working out. Because now on the tour we don't have any stress. Everything is working.
Yes.
And that was never the case. Usually in the beginning you have lots of things that go wrong and you have to find solutions and you are stressed and cannot enjoy. But this time it's different. We really enjoy the shows because there's no stress at all.
Yeah, I see you're very relaxed.
Yeah.
I mean, you are just like, you know, okay. And the shows, I've seen many great pictures, sold out shows and everything. So,
from the good things so far, I can only say that every evening it's impressive how the people react. It's like, it's almost like 20 years ago when metal was new and everybody was so excited to see metal shows. It's like unbelievable. We went to London, Paris, then the Düsseldorf, Hamburg shows. Everything was exploding. It was really great.
Yeah.
So if the tour will continue like this, we are more than happy.
Well, so far so good, and I don't see any reason why it should change this. In fact, my next question is, what are your expectations about this tonight's show?
Italy was always hot. Italy was always one of our best crowds, so I only expect the best here.
Tonight?
Yeah.
In a couple of hours we will experience
great.
And I remember last time we met, you told me something about this tour, but you couldn't reveal much. So now, as you are about to go on stage, what can you tell me what's happening there on stage?
First of all, I think we created a very well-fitting and very atmospheric light show.
Okay.
We worked a lot on the sound. The sound is more detailed because in earlier tours we always had the feeling that you cannot really listen to the details that we play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you will hear a difference.
Yeah.
The sound is very, very full and clear. And that is a big step up. And from the songs we have... we grabbed some very special songs like old classics like Banish or Last Candle.
Okay.
In a combination with some of the new album, of course, Ninth Wave, Prophecies, Twilight of the Lords.
Hits,
and yes. Then, yeah, and then of course the celebrating classics like Nightfall, Valhalla, Bard Song,
yeah.
Mirror Mirror.
Right.
We cannot leave them out.
No, absolutely.
So it's a mix of the best of Blind Guardian, I would say.
Yes, and of course the new album
combined,
Beyond the Red Mirror.
Combined with one thing that we never did before, we put in an acoustic set in the middle of the show.
Mm.
So
great.
To build more dynamics in the show, we go completely low to a very small setup in the center
yeah.
of the stage,
yes.
play some acoustics,
okay.
and then continue with the main show. And I think because Blind Guardian has many many different faces, and we wanted to show and play
tonight
around with this.
And this is my first, very first show that I see a Blind Guardian
okay.
on stage. So
okay.
I'm looking very much forward to
all
it.
Right.
I'm very curious. And from here, your tour goes on up till the 25th of June, playing in Japan. It's a quite a long run.
Yeah,
so how are you keeping yourself in shape?
You need to be very, very strict with yourself. For me, the most important thing is the sleep.
Yes.
Because that is very, very hard to get in a tour.
Yeah.
Especially if you have to sleep in a nightliner coach. You need to go to bed early.
Yeah.
It's
nothing in the after parties. No,
no. After parties. No. No after
parties.
And red
parties. Wine?
I didn't drink one drop of alcohol
okay.
so far.
So you gotta keep them when you go.
Yes, home. Yes, yes, because it's these things that even if you only take a little bit every night, it will kill you after a while
yes.
because you have no time to recharge the batteries. There's even one day off will not do anything for you. You can sort your clothes and buy some things that you need, but you don't have time to really relax.
Yes,
and most of the time the day offs are travel days anyways, and you will sit
yeah.
in the bus.
So. And what are you doing during the long transfers, other than the sleep? Movies?
Playing a little bit with my laptop, I don't know, doing some things,
yeah.
social networks, whatever you can do, but it's not that much. It's boring most of the time.
Yeah, I guess so. But that's also needed because
yeah.
then you can anyhow recharge your batteries.
Yeah, I mean, the best thing is really trying to sleep and being fit for the next show.
Yeah, and do you have time to visit the city?
Sometimes, and you can only do when you know it will not really burn you out walking
yeah.
more before a show, because usually you would only have the hours between soundcheck and show.
That's
and
true.
If you do a nice sightseeing trip, you will be completely exhausted when you have to be on stage.
Yes.
So even this is limited.
That will be the next time when you come over to Italy for holidays.
Oh, I mean, in Italy I was so often that I saw everything.
See,
really. I mean, I was in Milan, I don't know, 10, 20 times.
Okay. So
I really know everything, and I had enough time. Usually I do this in the promotion tours. You know?
Yeah.
When there's
like
no show
in
the evening,
yes.
then you can spend the days and walk around, check everything out, or in day offs. Wherever you are in the day off, you will do this. But
okay.
Yeah, show days are show days.
Yes, that's true. And what will happen next in the Blind Guardian camp? A holiday? Or right away to work on the new album, the material?
We are working on a live album.
Okay.
We are recording the shows. We recorded all shows so far.
Okay.
And we want to continue this as long as possible.
So videos?
To collect lots of material and then in the summer sort it out, listen to everything, find the best songs, put an album together. That is the plan. So it's more work in the summer, and then the second leg of the tour is already booked until December.
Yes, yeah.
So it will be a tough year till Christmas.
Yes, but then comes Santa Claus. And
then comes Santa Claus, and then we enter the studio for the orchestral album.
Great. Yes, I was going to that a little. When. But that will be our topic in our next interview.
Okay.
Yes. And now the last question. It's very rare that I do a short interview, but I know that you have many things to do and you have to concentrate. So the word is yours. What are your greetings to your fans and new and old ones who maybe have found you only with this album? And of course to our Metals of Finland readers.
Okay, so if you only found us with this album, you really should try to find a show during this tour to listen to the old material as well, because I think some of the classic Blind Guardian stuff is really worth listening to. And hope to see you.
Yes,
this tour.
And I'm looking forward to see you on stage in a couple of hours. And
thank you,
Andre, very much for this chance to chat with you. And I hope all the best for the long tour that you have still ahead.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot.